Hi there, this is Ms. Olivia, and I'm adding something new to my blog, audios. So if you'd like to listen to this blog post or read it on experiencedmistress.com, you now have your options. This particular one is about Ms. Olivia's cum eater, his first time cum eating for the experienced mistress. He said he was nervous about calling me. But once we got to talking, he opened up literally and made a series of confessions during his phone sex call. I asked why he was nervous about calling me, because I think I'm pretty approachable, but you never know. Sometimes nervousness is part of the fantasy scene, and I'm being literal, so I asked him what he meant by the comment. You'll find out what he said towards the end of this blog post. He told me he generally masturbates alone. Well, that's not unusual. Most guys masturbate alone. Sometimes he listens to our mistress-free sexy audios. He loved the erotic audio I did about a guy who sucked his own cock for a mistress. Aha! I love that too. Sometimes he says he watches porn, but you and I both know there's a big difference between the experience of masturbating with someone and doing a solo jerk-off. We know that, don't we? He knows this, so he called the experienced mistress as his cum coach. I know all kinds of tricks, including how to find the perfect cum-eating position for you, all of this stuff. What can a femdom mistress make him do? That's one of the things he wanted to find out. He had the sense that I can, and I'm quoting here, make a guy do anything. Oh, I love that. And he found out I can. Mistress turns him into a cum eater. He has tasted his cum before, but this time his fantasy is a bit different. He wants to become addicted to his own cum. Isn't that fantastic? He goes on a cum slut journey, courtesy of Ms. Olivia. So I've got a question for you. If you're hearing this audio or reading the blog post on experiencedmistress.com, are you ready to go on your own erotic journey? I think you should give me a call. 1-800-601-7259. Ask for Olivia.